for Theater Talk on WBFO. I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And hello, Peter. Thank you for taking my call. I'm down here in New York City.
Well, I was going to have it screened, but they said Broadway's calling. What could
Broadway's calling. Yeah, well, it's that post-Tony catch-up with everything. I'll see Hadestown tonight. But before I left town, I did get over to Musical Fair to see their production of First Date, charming little musical. And I did see Jimmy Janowski, the legendary Jimmy Janowski, in Mommy Queerest, All New Wardrobe. We both saw First Date, yes?
Old hands at Musical Fair. And I felt Mark Sacco is sort of developing a type, a forward-looking man, slightly at odds with the rest of the world. And it makes him so appealing to me.
I think that he's very conscious of perhaps being typed, which is why playing Che Guevara was so important to him in Evita, which he did so very well. And then last season when he did Pirelli in Sweeney Todd, reminding people that he can do character work. There's also, of course, the work he did at BUA, that he has quite a range and is always appealing, which suggests that his next move should be to play a real rotten scoundrel. Well, he came close with Pirelli, but not within his range. For Bad Dates, of course, using the summertime to offer a very slim musical. It's a very slight book. But I must say, I did see it on Broadway and did not have vivid memories of it, but as I was reminded in that intimate setting of how beautiful the songs are. Not that it's a brilliant Broadway score, but that each individual musical number is very appealing, including the lyrics, and I was able to luxuriate in that. I would certainly recommend as a summer diversion for First Date. Jimmy Janowski, love that, you know, all of the publicity photos are him in High Joan Crawford, you know, which I think makes people believe that he is a like a drag queen, that straight from the bar, straight from Provincetown, Jimmy Janowski, which is, you know, not the case at all. He is an actor, but he, like Charles Bush, will play these leading lady roles. And he's playing this one with a vengeance. It is Joan Crawford with Bibi Bulgari as his daughter Christina. And it's pure camp. All that it aspires to is to make us laugh. I think that people who have not seen Jimmy owe it to themselves to experience this phenomenon.
So, Mommy Queerest at the Alleyway, BUA's putting that on. First Date out at Musical Fair.
And on the horizon, of course, Shakespeare in Delaware Park, such a strong opening of the summer with that gorgeous production of The Tempest. Love's Labor's Lost, a little harder. This is the one where the court of men decides that they're going to cloister themselves away from women and focus on the life of the mind, simultaneous to a visit of the ladies of the French court, who are obliged to therefore camp out on the lawn. And of course, the inevitable happens. Boy meets girl, girl meets boy, a beautifully resolved Shakespearean comedy. So that's what we have coming up in the horizon.
Let's go back. Broadway, details. We want to know what's going on. What's good? What have you seen?
Well, what the Constitution means to me is the actress playwright's recollections of her life, and beginning with the way that she financed college, which was going to VFW posts and competing in debates about what the Constitution meant to her. As a grown woman, looking back on her entire life in the Trump era, the Constitution means something rather different to her. This is going to tour, but I understand that the price they put on the tour is making it prohibitive for many markets. I don't know what will happen with that. I was also curious to get in to see Ain't Too Proud, which is the story of the R&B group The Temptations, the most successful group in the history of R&B. But fascinatingly, George C. Wolfe, brilliant director, and Dominique Morisot, up-and-coming playwright, doing a jukebox musical. You know, what would this be like? What would this be like? Well, it's just a very solid jukebox musical.
But let me ask, Dominique Morisot usually has a social agenda. She wants to make a point. Does she do that here?
Oh, absolutely. She describes the life and also the times of the Temptations. The desire of the group to do more politically oriented songs, particularly during the Vietnam era. Motown would have none of it because they were a crossover hit and they didn't want to jeopardize that. And so, yes, of course, she gives us a very clear narrative in that direction. And Rolling Stone, on the surface, it's about the oppression of gay people in Uganda. It's actually a riff on The Crucible, and it's about how people will destroy others for personal gain, and that is compelling little play up at the Mitzi Newhouse at Lincoln Center. And, you know, I'll let you know after I've seen Hadestown and the full roster of stuff coming up. It's, you know, one after the other. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.